my dearest friends. Ease yourself into a comfortable, open readiness. To receive the incoming transmission, freshly spoken from the French Pyrenees, the Pays de Cathar, the Cathar Heartlands. Where I sit now is right at the bottom of Montségur, the last Cathar fortress. A cathedral dedicated to the spiritual lineage of Mary Magdalene and the wisdom that effortlessly flowed through her. Imagine, if you will, green, fertile valleys with mountain streams snaking their way through the wild land. Cows, sheep, and goats with bells around their necks chiming and sounding as they walk and eat the grass. There is a timeless beauty here, and the era in which we are living has not come to these valleys. Innocence reigns, and life carries on. Simplicity, remoteness, generosity, praise, and wisdom saturate these places, filled, truly filled, with the lingering presence of the Cathars and their golden age. Because what they represented was not a movement or an ideology. It was a way of living. And that has no beginning, middle, or end. The caves, still dark, warm and inviting. Filled with memories. Wisdom and knowledge. The first message is for you to know that there are many places where the challenge of today has not reached has not entered. That the good way to live continues to thrive. There are wildernesses and forests and meadows and caves and valleys that are free. Free to live. Free to roam. And that these places are emanating all the goodwill, resilience, endurance, and courage that is needed at this time and can be rested within as we restore and recalibrate. These heavens on earth are truly here, powerfully established and held by an invisible force of many, many qualities of being. There is an invitation for us to come to these places to offer up our mind and our letting go process of the world we once knew. To come to these places, to receive that fresh mountain stream and grass into our minds. To be replenished by the cow and goat bells. To let ourselves rest in the new earth, the old earth. What we are going through is cyclic. It comes around every now and again. It reaches its zenith, cajoling all in its wake and drama, sending us all up and into a spin. Where is these valleys? Just look on, witnessing a familiar pattern. life continues on at its slow, meandering pace here. The sun shines, the waters run, the grass dances in the wind. This area its veil is thin and translucent. It takes no effort to turn sideways and slip in to the other world, where all the powers and principalities of this earth are working harmoniously, graciously, beautifully together. There's an elegance and an ease greatly recognizing that something timely and cyclic is happening up above to the world of men and women. And the message is for you to make your way here, to restore and recalibrate. Remember and tap in and feel the generous warmth of welcoming that is coming from this undisturbed, potently present place. Many have passed through these valleys and gorges and mountain passes at a time very similar to this, coming for this sustenance I speak of, this daily bread, this food from the heaven that it is. And each and every one of them got it. Each and every one of them received it. Just know that no matter how much your life may darken, there are indeed heavens that are already firmly planted here, where innocence is unbridled and restored, and goodness flows abundantly, goodwill, comfort, blessedness, and grace. These places are dotted around the planet. Holding us steady, tethered to the emerging truth, and also welcoming in physical visits and rests here. There is a freshness to the wisdom, as well as a smouldering ancientness. The wisdom is for now, is for this age, and will be received. The moment you start wandering through these valleys, as a spiritual or physical journey, let the goodness into your heart. As the innocence begins to speak to you.